I haven't come on here and said shit, but I've caught so much shit.
Because you know you're a rat.
A rat, dude. What am I supposed to do? No, Kyle, you know what? Let me give you more. You play to win the game.
You're listening to Let's Talk Fantasy Football, where men of fantasy genius have realized.
Hey guys, we don't need real football skills to dominate on the fantasy field.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
So slap on your pads and grab your helmet. Shit's about to get real.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen, to another edition of Let's Talk Fantasy Football. I'm your host, Nick Schreck. And joining me for part two of the Week 9 Fantasy Preview are the same exact folks we had here for part one. It's Vinny and the D.O.N. Guys, you ready to keep talking some fantasy football?
Boy, am I ever.
Well, at least I got one of you that are into it. So two-thirds, that's cool. It's not a big deal.
I'm ready, dude. I can't wait.
There it is. That's the enthusiasm. Sometimes we just have to coax the out of you, Don. That's okay. Coach him up here. That's what we're all about. Coach him up and wish for the best. But before we jump into it, guys, quick shout out to Auction Draft. While the NFL season may have officially kicked off, your hopes of drafting a fantasy team for 2018 isn't gone. With Auction Draft, you can draft your team at any time and have a five-week season with your friends. Sign up now by going to letstalkfantasyfootball.com/auction draft. Use the promo code LTFF and save 50% off your league. And guys, with that, let's jump right into it. And let's start talking Atlanta Falcons at the Washington Redskins. The Redskins are favored by 1.5, over under of 48. And
because they just added HaHa.
Yes, man. Yeah. HaHa did just come over from the Packers. You're a little upset.
If they don't get Earl Thomas next year, I don't know what I'm going to do. I'm probably not going to do anything, but I'm mad. I'm really mad.
I say, what can you do?
We develop players to get rid of them for worse draft picks than the ones that we drafted the players to develop them for. It's a really sick cycle that we have going.
It's
really
a sound strategy.
Yeah. I'm really upset about this. If you can't tell.
All right, Don. I think with that, then let's just start on the Redskins side of the ball. You know, since we've
Clinton Dix, two interceptions. Redskins defense, stardom.
Let's go.
So yeah, Alex Smith is not going to be your starter in fantasy football this week as I try and move back to offensive players. At running back, guys, Chris Thompson hurt with his ribs again, and AP seems to be, elite in his performance last week. Looked good, find the end zone. Don's nodding and smiling. There he is. There he is. Happy
dare
Don.
Dare you say, old man Peterson. Running like he's 26.
All good things, Don.
The number's 26.
I see what you did there.
Age. He's running really good.
I let it just sit quietly just so people could take it in for a moment.
I didn't know if you just couldn't hear me again. I don't know.
I was just like, was that a good year for him? I'm assuming so.
I have no idea, to be honest. That could have been the year his ACL was torn, for all I know.
I actually think it might have been.
Could be.
Yeah, sounds about right. Don, I can't wait till you listen to part one of the podcast and realize that Vinny and I actually couldn't hear you because you're not going to be able to hear yourself on the podcast.
Yeah, I honestly never know, because there's like at least once every podcast that like there's some times where you sit there and then after a second you're like, fair enough. And I'm like, I don't know if he actually heard me or not. So, you know, I don't know if you guys aren't answering because you just don't like me. And then there's times I'm like, oh, maybe they're just not answering me because, you know, they can't hear me because my service is terrible.
That is life's great question, isn't it, Don?
I'm just always being ignored. That's why I became the selfish person I am.
Yeah, fair enough, Don. Fair enough.
This sounds like a therapy session we got going on here talking about the Redskins.
I'm not trying to get too deep, but you brought the Redskins up and I got to bring out everything.
I got you, man. All the emotions start flying. Chris Thompson, do we know anything on his injury status? Is he ruled out? I don't have an update on him, unfortunately.
Not ruled out, but I believe he missed practice.
Okay.
Correct.
So you guys are hearing this Saturday or Sunday morning, depending on when you're tuning in. So by then you'll have a clear update on Chris Thompson. We're still up in the air, but we're assuming he's probably not gonna go. AP's your guy at running back.
AP the ball.
There he is. Don's looking for a big win this week in our core league. So
true.
We'll see if he can pull it off in League Awesome. All right, guys, let's talk, I guess, about wide receivers. Do we care about any of the wide receivers?
No, dude, you don't. No. One of my biggest upsets, man. Jamison Crowder. I love that guy. And just sad for the receiver core over there. It's about their defense and AP, really.
Yeah, straight up.
It is sad. I mean, even Jordan Reed, man. I had high hopes there at the tight end.
That's not sad. It's expected.
Well, he's been healthy though. For Jordan Reed to go 8 weeks, yeah, you look good, Don. And still be healthy and not put up any big games, I think is sad.
Shrek, that face. I haven't seen that frustrated face since like junior year of college when I was like just too drunk for you to handle. That's a good frustrated at Don face right there. So I wish the rest of everyone could have saw that face. It's the shut the hell up, Don face.
I don't know what you were talking about.
I don't either.
So let's move on and talk about the Atlanta Falcons. Go ahead, Don, take us away on the Atlanta Falcons.
Oh, dude, you're putting me on the spot. Yeah, right. you like play everybody. No, listen, Julio Jones, even if he's not going to – other than standard leagues, actually, Julio Jones is very disappointing. But if you're in any type of PPR league, half point, full point, Julio Jones is the man. He's got 81 targets already. Good for you. It really comes down to, and I'm really interested. I have Calvin Ridley in a league. I have Mohamed Sanu in a league. What do you guys think about these guys? These are guys that I have questions about.
I have a lot of questions. That's why I'm sitting them both. I don't like either of them, man. Like that's their ceilings are incredibly high and their floors are incredibly low. So I'm just going to stay away from it, especially in games that I don't think it's a tough dude. The Redskins at home on defense are ridiculous.
The only thing I was going to say is Calvin Ridley was on a very hot streak and he got cold because he had an injury and then there was a bye. And that's probably who I would be. Is Calvin Ridley worth a play or no? You think it's only Julio?
Like, despite the hot streak, he still never went over six targets in one of those games. So I'm still staying away from that, dude. It's not fluky, but it was definitely a hot streak for him. And he's definitely cooled off, injury or not. You know, he's healed from the bye week, I'm sure. I'm just going to stay away from it.
Cool. That helps me.
I have nothing further to add, Your Honor.
I'm going to plead the fifth on every other question you have for me.
100%. The running game guys, Tevin Coleman, Ito Smith, Coleman, I think he comes in as a low end running back too. Like you said, Redskins are, they're just lights out at home. That defense is great. I don't think I want any part of Smith in this matchup. It's Coleman and bust.
Yeah, dude, the people they have fucking stopped, Zeke, McCaffrey, Barkley, they've snuffed them all out. Like, I own Coleman in a bunch of leagues, and I'm like, maybe he'll get some pass-catching work, but he doesn't see the volume like a Zeke, like Saquon. His ceiling is gone. His floor is gone. Like, the matchup is just really bad, and then Ito has nothing to offer this. So I would stay away from both of them.
Yeah, I agree with that, actually. I kind of would stay away from both as well.
All right. I mean, with that, I think it's time to pick them, guys.
What do you think about Austin Hooper, though?
It's kind of like I feel like Hooper is basically just another Kyle Rudolph.
Fair.
Yeah, bye week's hurting.
Perfect assessment.
He's okay, and Redskins again.
They're actually very good against the tight ends too.
Yeah, I was gonna say
over 50 yards. Yeah, you said everyone besides Julio, man.
Yeah, they're legit. So I mean, if you have to roll Hooper, like sure, whatever, he'll get some targets. But yeah, it's a rough matchup.
Go OJ Howard, Vance McDonald.
Yes,
don't go these. Don't go to.
I agree.
Hooper this week.
Spot on. Give me the Washington Redskins.
Yo, sweep it.
You say sweep it before I even answer. That's like the third time you say sweep it. What, do you just know who I'm going to pick?
Are you here? What's up, Don?
Don, he couldn't hear you.
Say Redskins so I can be right.
I'm going to pick the Redskins.
Sweep it.
It's just a principle at this point. Like,
all right, so Shrek picks, you go, and then I'll go last, and I'll say sweep it because I can't fucking help myself.
Yeah, that could have been the plan, except it's Shrek goes and you just say sweep it right after.
Well, you're sitting there just drooling.
I don't even get to say a word. You just immediately say sweep it every time. Sorry, I'm surprised Shrek even got to say anything. This is why you don't put three people on a podcast anymore.
That's actually a very good point. We haven't done this in so long.
No, it's been a while.
I think tonight showed me why.
It's good to be back.
I'm going to continue to get drunk, though. It's okay.
Houston Texans at the Denver Broncos. Broncos favored by one, over under a 46, guys. Obviously, we watched
revenge game.
Yeah, revenge. Okay. Go ahead, Don.
Revenge game. DT. Probably going to do nothing, but I like the revenge game. I'm playing it.
Revenge game narrative. So we'll start on the Texans side of the ball as we talk revenge game, Don. Watson looks great, looks electric. If you had him last week, you probably won your week, giving you a ton of points. So obviously huge, great there. Running back situation in Houston. Mark. Yeah, Vinny, you played him to a nice tune last week.
Although I really did, and it was against you, and I was so upset that Fuller went off, and I was sad to see him like go off and then
tear his ACL.
Yeah, if I was a dick, I would be like, why couldn't he do that before? But yeah, I just felt really bad for the dude. It was like a fucking nonsense play. Like the game was kind of over. I was just like, oh, poor Will Fuller. And then it didn't really matter. But yeah, Lamar Miller is doing shit, and I think the offense is just gonna get better. So I feel like Miller might be just working his way into, like, before I was just like, I have Lamar Miller and I hate it. Now it's like, I hate it in a different way where I have to work him into my lineup every week for some reason.
Yeah.
So he's becoming a different kind of problem, but it's a good problem to have.
Deontay Foreman, I'm looking this up now, but I believe he was expected to start practicing this week. Does this start scaring you guys at all though?
Originally I was very worried about him like coming back from IR and stuff. And then I look at like previous years when they were both active and it's still very heavy Lamar. And, you know, he's coming back.
He's not back, by the way. They're saying that week 11. So
I know. Yeah. And they just keep like, he was, scheduled to come back week 9, obviously it would be now. So they're pushing it back already. And he's come back from Achilles, very tough for running backs, especially. So it's a tough sports injury period. And, I wouldn't be surprised if he doesn't play this season. It wouldn't shock me either way. But yeah, looking back on the splits with him and Miller, it really didn't matter. Miller was still lead back and getting around the same amount of work as he is now. So I've become less worried about him coming.
All right. I agree. DeAndre Hopkins, guys, is obviously a must start. Looked great. Actually, according to Roto World here, he has experienced a historical volume spike with Fuller sidelined, averaging 2.3 more targets and 1.4 more catches in Fuller's 9 career missed games. So not that you needed more incentives to love DeAndre Hopkins, but it seems like it's only going to continue to get better, particularly with how Watson looks. And then you get Kiki Kuti coming back.
Cutie.
I call him Kuti. Kiki Kuti. Hamstring hobbled. But he is expected to be back here against the Broncos.
Going against Chris Harris, by the way.
Yeah. Yeah.
Sheesh Papa.
Not great. Yeah, Sheesh Papa's right.
KKC, man. I don't know. That's going to be a rough comeback.
Yeah. I think it's DeAndre, DeAndre Hopkins all the way. And then you got to see what happens with DT there in that offense.
Yeah, DT is going to get one catch for a touchdown at the end of the game, feeling it.
That could definitely happen, and it could also just be a zero for him. I feel like, you know, he's not ready to hop in and perform anyway, right off, fresh off the trade. So he's a safe sit period. I wouldn't play him.
Totally agree. Revenge game? Revenge game narrative. Anybody else on the Texans side of the ball, guys?
Is there anybody else on the Texans?
No,
you're right. That's it. Sorry.
That's their roster.
That's it. Four guys. How you doing?
That's all you need. How you doing? Sheesh Papa. Broncos side of the ball, guys. Obviously, they lose Demaryius Thomas, which opens the door for Courtland Sutton. Emmanuel Sanders, if you own him, you are starting him. Courtland Sutton, obviously, the opportunity grows with Demaryius Thomas gone. It opens up 7 targets per game and 25% of Denver's air yards. So, obviously, big things to come. We talked about him a little bit on the first preview podcast with some questions and everything else that came up. Are you rolling Sutton out there with some confidence this week, guys?
Hell yeah.
I'm cool with Sutton, too. I think he's a very, very low wide receiver two in deep league, high wide receiver three flex play for Courtland Sutton. I like a lot. He's done a lot with a little. With DT being kind of disappointing, he's also still gotten a lot of targets, or I wouldn't say a lot, but a very respectable amount of targets this year. So that's going to go to both Sanders and Sutton. So Sutton's going to get more, and he's been doing good with not that much. So Sutton's going to be good, and I like it.
Yeah, and he's a 50-50 ball champion. So it's, you know.
If it's coming from Keenum or if it's coming from Emmanuel Sanders, he's catching the ball one way or another.
Yeah, very true. So you get touchdown upside, and then with the increased target share, it's just like fucking money. You should play this guy probably for the rest of the year.
Philip Lindsay might throw him a touchdown.
That would be cool.
Yeah, that would be cool. And speaking of Philip Lindsay, Don, great transition. Great transition.
Yeah. I love Philip Lindsay.
You hope Royce Freeman misses this game. Philip Lindsay stays the guy. We watched Miami backs make it happen on the ground, and I think it's an awesome game and matchup here for Philip Lindsay this week. So you own him, you're playing him. Yeah.
Hell yeah.
Is there anybody else? I mean, Devontae Booker is the number two back there, I guess. But do you care about that?
Not really. I mean, he had a good week against
the Chiefs,
but that's because their run game is, or their rush defense is not good. I don't really foresee that really happening this week against a better Houston defense.
Yeah, he becomes slightly interesting for like a desperate flex if you're really fucked on bye weeks, like we were alluding to with one of our league mates, Tyler. Yeah, playing Don, who picked up Booker, and I think it is a good play because he's so fucking desperate for running back. Especially if Royce Freeman is out, he becomes like flex worthy. It's just one of those where you just feel so dirty, but it's really not the worst play in the world as long as Freeman is out. Because dude, even with Freeman in, they were going to Booker, and I was just like, they must just love this guy for no reason. So yeah. It's just so weird. And he'll get opportunity after opportunity for, I guess he's a good person. I don't know.
Yeah, stand-up citizen. You know what? He's not really that good, but you know what? He does a lot for the community here. And
he's a good guy.
Touches.
Why not? Just for the hell of it, right? People helping people. That's exactly what this is. People helping people.
I got nipples, Greg. You going to milk me too?
Great question, Don. And with that, let's pick them. I'm going to take Denver Broncos. Don.
Oh, are you waiting for me? I was waiting for the sweep them.
I'm waiting, Don.
I'm going Houston.
Thank you, because I'm sweep them, Houston.
Oh, boy.
I got to say, I don't – like, Vegas thinks the Broncos are going to win. I don't know why anyone would pick the Broncos to win this game.
Houston's playing
– Houston is disgusting. Ball.
Are they 5-0 in the past five games?
Yes.
I don't know why they would pick Broncos either.
I don't know, man.
That's kind of crazy.
Vegas seems to know shit, man. I don't know why, but they do.
All right. Well, I'll take those odds. How you doing?
For real.
There it is. Sounds like Vinny just placed his bet on DraftKings for the week. I can see it in his eyes.
I honestly might too.
Los Angeles Chargers at Seattle Seahawks. Seahawks are favored by one, over under a 48. Let's start on the Seattle side of the ball. Russell Wilson starting to put some things together fantasy-wise.
Doing a Russell Wilson thing and turning it on in the second half of the season?
Weird.
No way, dude.
Very un-Russell Wilson-like.
That's so weird.
So, yeah, we'll against the Chargers defense, which I'm sure Don is just waiting to bolt up for me to throw over to him on the Chargers side of the ball. Are you guys willing to trust Russell Wilson has actually turned it on to put into your lineup?
I'm playing Russell Wilson. Yeah, he does it every year, man. I'm not playing him at this point.
Yeah, Shrek, actually, when you picked up Fitz, I was like, I could have sworn he was going to pick up Wilson and just ride it out. But I don't know, man. I guess you're just finally quitting him.
I would play Wilson over Fitz all day.
He's incredibly efficient right now, which is scary because if he has, you know, a little like a shaky first half, like he's not going to have a good game, which has been the opposite of like what we've seen from Wilson because they don't let it Like, he doesn't let it loose anymore. It's literally like limited passes, under 25 passes a game. That's fucking not good for fantasy. Despite the efficiency, like, it's going to stop at some point. I don't know if it's this game, because it is a decent matchup against the Chargers, who are still missing Bosa. There's a chance Bosa could play, and then they would probably feast on Wilson. But they run it so much now that, you know, Wilson's still a little scary. I don't know if I'm willing to jump back into that game like Don is right now. But I do agree that the second half burn for Wilson is very real. It's just, this is a different kind that we've seen that I'm not willing to trust, like, immediately.
Fuck stats. Russell Wilson's going to play well.
But that would be a stat, Don. He kills it in the second half as a stat.
No.
I'm rolling Russell Wilson out.
All right. Don with the stats. The stats this week. He is on a roll. Chris Carson, 124 yards and a TD on 27 touches.
He brings balance to a team, man. I'll tell you what, man. He does.
He really actually did bring balance to the Seahawks. You are very correct, Don. I can't even argue with you anymore.
I don't even know what to say to Don. He nailed it.
He really did nail it, even though he wasn't trying to. He nailed it.
I nailed it. Dude, Chris Carson has been good. He's been good. He has to play.
Yeah, it's such a shame you gave him away for Thielen. How does that feel, Don?
I feel less balanced.
Yeah, you got really fucked. You got fucked in that trade, man. No more balance for Don. Just supreme upside.
It wasn't just Carson.
Oh, you're right. It was Lockett too.
Which Don very clearly second said without team, the man, touchdown, second team is bad.
Yeah.
Listen, you know what? I haven't come on here and said shit, but I've caught so much shit.
Because you know you're a rat.
A rat, dude. What am I supposed to do? No, Kyle, you know what? Let me give you more. You play to win the game.
Don, just own it at this point. Just be like, I fucked him. I screwed him over.
They had great production last weekend. The other two weekends, not so much. But
yeah, Thielen's been real garbage.
Yeah, dude, I trade for my benefit, not for theirs.
Thank you. Thank you.
I'm sorry. I'm not here for fucking charity. I don't know what to tell you.
There you go. I wanted this, Don, instead of the rat that Shrek. Was like, I gave him balance. Thank you, Don.
Shrek, no hard feelings, but
it's nothing personal, man. It's just business.
Thank you.
Nailed it.
I get it, man. It's business. I get it. Doesn't mean we're not going to give you a hard time.
What were we talking about?
But then there you are. There you are. Quarter could play no running backs this weekend. I'm still going to lose, according to you.
Well,
we are off the rails. Let's get into this.
Doug Baldwin, Tyler Lockett. We just talked about Tyler Lockett a little bit. Doug Baldwin, frustrating to own. I own him in a lot of places. Target total 7, 1, 8, and 2. Been a very big disappointment. He's got to be down to like a wide receiver 3 right now, based on what we're seeing. Again, you hope that upticks with the expectation of Wilson, but right now it seems to be Lockett is the one that's the sole beneficiary. In that comparison, I mean, we've seen more and everything else, but
it's kind of scary because Lockett's really not getting that many targets, but it's just like he just catches a fucking touchdown every week. With Baldwin, it's kind of been like where he's been back now, and this is his week to finally catch it. I don't know what to tell you, man. I have Baldwin in a league, in my 18 league, and he was going to be one of my top receivers, and he's not. And I don't know what I'm still sitting him. I'm sitting him this week. You just haven't seen anything still yet when you keep thinking, hey, this is going to be the week to do it. I mean, maybe this is, but 19 targets in 4 weeks, I mean, it's just not what you expect out of Doug Baldwin, and you are kind of disappointed.
Yeah, it fucking sucks. Shrek, I was going to ask you, I haven't looked at your team, or I haven't, I forget. Are you playing Baldwin, or are you sitting him this weekend? If so, who are you sitting him for or playing him over?
Willie Snead.
The Sneedster. Did you pick him up?
Yeah, I just picked up. I'm waiting for the comments to roll in, actually, on the page. You always are, Vinny. You always are. You're always there for the comment.
But do you get good. Notifications, by the way? Like, do you get notifications, or do you just hawk?
He hawks.
Don, when I'm not staring at my work computer, I'm staring at my phone, and I'm on the league page, and I'm literally
refreshing the page. Is that what you're doing?
Mainly, I'm staring at my team going, am I really going to play Doug Martin?
I feel like you comment on my transactions before they go through.
I'm just ready, man. I'm ready for I'm devoted to the league. I'm, you know, very mediocre in that league. You'd think I'd be better.
So is Kyle.
Definitely.
Sweet waiver.
Vinny, I am playing him. My other options were Goodwin and Jordy Nelson, who are both obviously playing.
Okay, so you made a good decision. It's just you got nothing to work with there.
Yeah, I mean, right now it's Edelman, Baldwin, and then, I mean, I've got Williams in as my wide receiver three. So,
Fuller in, dude.
You know, thanks, man. I appreciate that.
Oh, Don, that was mean.
Brutal, man. All right, well, moving on.
sorry, kind of was mean.
Kind of. That's horrible. But, yeah, basically, there's a way Doug Baldwin could work his way into lineups. It's just
that's the way.
It's not working anymore. Something's off with Seattle. And it's basically been them finding their run game has been to their advantage, I guess, as a team, even though they're doing worse than they have in like several years. But yeah, it's just Baldwin's not the elite PPR guy we thought he would be.
I honestly don't know what the answer. He has the talent. It'll happen. I just don't know when it's going to.
Yeah, that's fair enough. And I don't think there's, you know, you're not trusting David Moore and any of these other guys, you know, as far as I'm concerned. Dixon scored. Shout out to Walsh on his pickup call.
Fuck it, Dixon. Get out of here. Him and his fucking three routes blow me. I'd rather play Chris Herndon.
All right.
Get out.
And so with that.
Vinny doesn't feel strongly about that one.
No, he does not. Let's talk about
the Chargers, man.
Let's bolt up, Don. Go ahead.
Oh, I didn't know like I was leading it. I just thought we were talking. Yeah, man. Mel Go. Is he a go, Vin?
He's been limited, and it seems like they're kind of hinting that they might rest him again. So
that'd be terrible.
I know it'd be terrible, but I almost don't want it to become like a Fournette or Dalvin Cook situation. So just give him his time. But it is such a bummer to miss out another Melvin, but he has been practicing limitedly. So it looks like he will play. It just sucks that it's either a 4:05 or a 4:30 game. So,
yeah. I mean, for fantasy,
have your backup plan.
Fantasy wise, if you're like a Philip Rivers owner too, I mean, Melvin Gordon really gets the jump start with that. If Melvin Gordon's out, that hurts Philip Rivers a lot. I own a lot of Philip Rivers. I own a little bit of Melvin Gordon. I hope he does play, but you're right though. I mean, if you know, he's not 100% overall, you don't want him to go. So, but if he's a play, he is a play. Philip Rivers is a very, very low end QB1 this week, I would assume. I'm going to play him because I have Wentz on the bye and I've kind of been rolling Rivers as it is, but he'll play okay. Keenan Allen's really the biggest question mark is when he's going to turn it on. It's kind of like a little bit more of a glorified Doug Baldwin, I guess, but you don't know.
Buy low.
Yeah, I've said that too, but it's, you know, it's past week 8. He really hasn't done it. It will happen at some point, but man, it's week 9 and
sucks.
Kind of sucks.
It's going to hit like crazy.
I'm cool with it. I own some Keenan Allen. I like it. I'm still rolling them out, but I mean, it's just a little disappointing, right?
I mean, of course it's disappointing, but it's like disappointing in the way that like Julio Jones hasn't scored a touchdown. Like you're just kind of a spoiled little brat at this point. Like if you're complaining, because he's still been so good.
All right. Julio's
been so good. Let's
put into perspective, right? So Keenan Allen's been known to be almost for probably the past 3 seasons, even with injury, to start off with having the highest targets in the league. Or one of them. Adam Thielen is crushing with 96, so we're not going to talk about him because he's breaking records. But you're talking about like even a Stephon Diggs, Julio Jones, over 80. Keenan Allen has 56 targets this year.
This is another situation where it's like good for the team, so they don't give a fuck about what happens to a guy personally or
obviously not. Sure.
They found other outlets. Melvin Gordon's been killing it, so they don't necessarily need to throw it a ton. They have matchups coming up where they're going to have to throw it. This is probably going to be one, so I feel like I've said this a bunch, but a Keenan Allen blow-up week.
Well, you're saying buy low, though, so does that mean you're expecting a higher target share? Because, listen, Philip Rivers has been more than a serviceable quarterback yet again. He's been probably a top 10 – he'll finish top 10 quarterback. Melvin Gordon's having a good year, but we're not talking about team-wise. We're talking about as a fantasy owner, Keenan Allen only has 56 targets this year. So you're saying buy low. Are you saying that he's going to explode and now start, you know, getting an uptick in these targets?
Yeah, I'm saying buy low because people will be frustrated looking on the outside, just looking at the stat sheet. And like when you are going into the fantasy playoffs or gearing up to get into the fantasy playoffs, you want fucking studs. Keenan Allen is a fucking stud. He will get his. It's coming. And I'm not necessarily saying the target share is going to all of a sudden explode for him. I'm just saying touchdown regression will come back. Targets regression will come back. It'll be just start making sense for them because when they get into like must-win situations or shootouts that we haven't necessarily seen Chargers in a massive shootout yet. We've seen them kind of dominate, you know, and play from behind a little bit. So I want to see like more of a back and forth game where they need Keenan Allen on third down or they're just going to throw it to him a ton. So, dude, buy low on studs. Like, that is just the name of the game. So that's why I'm saying buy low on Keenan Allen. It just makes sense. Like, if someone's frustrated, you got to attack that.
Okay. I like it. I like the call. Take advantage of the frustration.
What about the Williamses? Do we play any Williams or, you know, someone's going to get it. Right.
I mean, I'm playing Tyrell just because that's what I got to do. But it's just he needs a big play. You hope for the boom.
I mean, hope for the boom with both of them. But
well, true.
I feel like Tyrell might own a teensy bit more of that target share, which is just Phillip randomly slinging it. So.
I believe Mike Williams is still out targeting Tyrell by quite a bit, believe it or not. Tyrell is like a 1-2 target and just always a catch and a touchdown if it happens.
You might be right, Don. I might have misspoke.
So I think the safest bet, and I almost had to do it, or I might still have to, between if I'm going to decide if I'm going to roll DT this week, I might have to throw Mike Williams in there. He might be safer than Tyrell. Listen, Tyrell's been extremely efficient from what he's been getting. So it's like he's getting 1-2 targets, but it's a 75-yard touchdown, which makes it all worth it. So
yeah,
I think Mike Williams actually gets more looks. He's a boomer bust as well, but he's at least a safer boomer bust than Tyrell and Williams would be. I'm still going to cash out on that ass with Vinny for overall this year. So.
Fair enough.
I would say Mike Williams would be the safer pick, though.
Yeah, definitely the safer one. I'm rolling Tyrell just because that's what I got. But at some point, as Walsh always says, regression is real.
I think they're wide receiver fours, both of them this week.
Totally fair. No argument for me at all.
Until we see more, right?
Yeah.
Tyrell does it again, we'll start talking differently.
Fair enough. Let's pick them. I'm going to take the Seahawks.
This was another confusing Vegas one for me, but I'll let Don pick first.
Sweep it, Vinny. Sweep it with a bolt up action.
Yeah, definitely Chargers. I don't. I guess the Seahawks' massive win last week was causing this, but yeah, Chargers all the way.
Yeah, I'm purely taking Seattle because I don't want to pick the Chargers, but I do think the Chargers probably win this game. With that, let's take a break and hear from Auction Draft, and we'll be back to talk Rams and Saints.
Auction Draft is the ultimate fantasy football auction draft experience. With full season and 5-week seasons available, you get the best of both worlds. It's time to play fantasy football the way it was meant to be played. Visit auctiondraft.net to learn more and save 50% off the 2018 season price with promo code LTFF. We'll see you on the field.
Welcome back, guys. That was Auction Draft. Sign up again at letstalkfantasyfootball.com/auction draft. And we are here, Rams at the Saints, guys. And I think for the most part, this game is going to be pretty easy and quick, I think, to go through. If you own Drew Brees, you're playing Drew Brees. If you own Alvin Kamara, you're playing Alvin Kamara. Are you playing Mark Ingram if you own Mark Ingram?
Absolutely.
Yeah, you cannot play Mark Ingram. I mean, I know that he possibly disappoint. I don't know what I don't own Mark Ingram, but I mean, it wasn't a super sexy night for him last week. But yeah, there's no reason to not play Mark Ingram. You waited on him, you sat on him, you're playing him.
He's shown, obviously, on Drew Brees night when he broke the record against the Skins on Monday night. Ingram showed his absolute ceiling, you know, typical 2 touchdowns, just going nuts. and then his absolute floor over the last 2 weeks in tough matchups. So it's just what you got to live by. It's throw him out there, let him rock. If he does his thing, he does it. If he doesn't, at least he's a better play than like 80% of the other running backs you can throw out there.
Yes. Very true.
Yeah. And he's still running efficiently for what he's getting. So luckily
Ingram never plays bad. It's just what system are the Saints going to run and what are they going to do? You know,
how many years have we been talking about it?
Exactly. Yeah. We just beat the dead horse. Like Ingram is a fantastic running back. It just depends on Sean Payton's mood.
Yep. All right. You guys nailed it. Michael Thomas is in your lineup if you own him. Traquan Smith, guys, I guess you could say is the next wide receiver up for the Saints. I mean, I think he's really the only one that's even worthy of the conversation here. You know, I mean, the Rams have given up the big play. They've allowed the NFL's third most 20 plus yard completions. He's the guy that I think can do that outside of Michael Thomas. Are you willing to roll him out there?
Man,
it's scary because
it's a little scary, but the upside is there.
Yeah, like I said about Ingram's floor, we've seen Breeze's floor as well in the last couple of weeks, and it's terrifying to throw out like the number two option just because it's pretty much Michael Thomas, then Kamara, then Ingram, then Traquan Smith. But in a shootout scenario like this, I feel like Breeze is going to have to air it out, you know, which we haven't seen in a little bit.
Yep. So.
It's one where you want to fade him because of his last couple production outputs of the last weeks, but he's a good play in this scenario, and the bye weeks force you into this, and he's a high ceiling play.
Yeah, could work out well.
His target distribution has gone up as well since he kind of made that debut for Drew Brees' night of the record breaking passing yards. So. Which is nice because you didn't know after that. We didn't know if that was a fluke game. The target distribution going up is favorable. It's going to be a high-scoring game. There's big buys this week. I'm okay. Like Traquan Smith is a mid-level wide receiver three for me. If you need to roll him out, you know, you don't know what's going to happen, but it could be very rewarding as well.
Yep, totally fair. And I think that's it for the Saints. Flip over to the other side of the ball. And I think you're starting your Rams. Anybody that, you know, Cooper Kupp comes back, nice matchup. But I mean, I think otherwise it's the standard. You're playing Todd Gurley, you're playing Woods, you're playing Cooks, kind of all your guys here that you've been rolling out, you're rolling out, correct?
Did we find out if Kupp is back? Because they were expecting him to be.
Sean McVay was saying it's, you know, expected at this point, but always have a backup plan. The backup plan in the best case scenario for your team would be Josh Reynolds, who had a fantastic weekend, a little baby shootout with the Packers. I feel like this shootout is more expected to go over what they did in the last game. So Reynolds will probably see more opportunities. Best case scenario for a Kupp owner, have Reynolds in your back pocket so you can throw him in there, unless you have a better option playing in the Packers Patriot game, or I couldn't imagine you have someone better in the Monday night game with the with the Titans and Cowboys, but have Reynolds in your back pocket if you're a Kupp owner. It's definitely the preferred plan.
I got a notification that they just moved the Cowboys Monday night game to 4:25 in the Green Bay, New England to the Monday night game.
We are not that lucky.
No, we are not.
Although, no, I do want the Packers Patriot game to stay on Sunday night because I want Collinsworth on that game instead of fucking ESPN. Like, they deserve that Monday night game. They do not deserve that Sunday night game, dude. They would be, I don't even want to know what they would say about Brady and Rodgers and flip-flop constantly when the one is doing better than the other.
Sounds like you already know. Guys, let's pick them. I'm taking the Rams.
I'm going New Orleans, man.
I would love to take the Saints, but dudes, fucking Rams are so good. I'm going Rams here.
Sweep them.
Sweep it on through.
Sunday night football, guys. Green Bay Packers at the New England Patriots. Patriots are favored by 5.5, over under 56.5. Don, why don't you take us away on the Green Bay side of the ball? Just being the Packers guy.
This game doesn't really mean much. the slight chuckle of Don is all I wanted.
You know what? This is probably like the most down I've been on the Packers with just an organization standpoint and what they're doing, man. I love Aaron Rodgers, man, deserves everything. So let's keep it fantasy wise. Let's not get more into it. But dude, it should be a shootout. This is the second time that Brady and Rodgers are facing off. Just want to let you know the first time they did the real GOAT one, that was Rodgers. So, man, listen, if we're going to go by a standpoint of play, Aaron Rodgers is a must play. Devontae Adams is a must play. MVS could be a play if Randall Cobb is not in play. He is limited. I'm kind of worried about GMO. I think MVS is starting to work out Geronimo Allison. MVS had a very good preseason. I was very high on him going in, and he got a touchdown last week. And he took way – Geronimo Allison only got one target last week versus MVS's five with Randall Cobb. So if you're a Geronimo Allison owner, drop him for MVS, I believe. I think MVS is now the third receiver there. So Devontae Adams is a play. Randall Cobb goes, he's a play. MVS is a low wide receiver three with the upside of a touchdown. They're going to shoot out.
Yeah. And Aaron Jones.
Rodgers is going to ball out, man.
I wanted to ask you, Walsh, I'm in the situation where I'm playing Allison one more time. Just because this is a shootout and they played Scantling only played one more snap than Allison last week. And then Walsh made a good point on a solo cast. Do you think that was a game where Scantling was in better health at the same time as like Allison and Cobb coming back, that they wanted to work them in slower? Or is this just like the way it's trending? Because this is probably the last week for me owning Allison if he doesn't put up a good stat line, and then Scantling does. I would say that.
I'm going to
do it one more time because this is shootout potential and they were playing the same amount of snaps. So I'm going to risk it one more time potentially. We'll see.
That's fine. And that's a fair point. You know, Geronimo is coming off an injury. And Rodgers, when he builds a rapport with the receiver, look at, what was that, 2015, 2016, the James Jones, he couldn't throw at anybody else, so he's just going to throw to the guy he knew. And Vinny, you were just pissed all year about it.
I was very mad. That was what it was.
I think that Rodgers really likes MVS, and he likes GMO too. MVS has really showed up for preseason and the season now, and when he's had to play. I honestly think that Marquez Valdes-Scantling is the trend to the new way. I think that Geronimo Allison will get his play because he's talented and Rodgers still has a good rapport with him. But it wouldn't surprise me if MBS had the better game over Geronimo Allison this week.
Yeah, and the thing is, Gilmore is probably going to follow Adams around in some capacity, or at least be on him when he can.
Right.
So one of these two is going to have a good game, and it sucks that they're playing similar snaps and pretty much have the same upside and have the same skill set. So it's shitty, and if you're an MVS owner, I think you play him, and if you're an Allison owner, I think you play him. And that's a shitty position to be in because
it's a coin toss.
Someone's going to have that game, and the other is not.
Very fair. I would go with the hot hand right now with MVS. But Geronimo has been someone that they've developed into that offense, has done great things. So if you're Geronimo Allison owner and you need to, that's fine. But I would put my money more on MVS at this point.
Yeah, I have nothing to add. You guys had a great conversation there about those guys, and I can't add to it. So
also keep your eyes out on Equanimous St. Brown, man. I was surprised they played him last week, but.
Dude, he came and put some big catches.
Yeah, he's progressing. He actually had a very nice catch in that game.
Yeah,
When they needed to. So I think that he has, because I think they were a little worried about him in the preseason, didn't really do much, and that whole young core wasn't impressing Rodgers. But I think he has made some strides, and he's gonna put some work in, in the future as well. So the wide receiver core is always going to look good for that, for the Green Bay Packers.
Yeah. Agreed, Don. And then on the New England side of the ball, I think you're playing Tom Brady. Well,
do we want to talk about the running backs at all with the,
Yeah. I just kind of glossed over those, I guess. Yeah, definitely.
It's what Shrek's alluding to is that it's going to be a shootout and there's going to be a lot of throwing, but yeah, I would think actually Aaron Jones is, a very low RB2 this week with Ty Montgomery being gone. Seeing what he did again, I think it's just like McCarthy's going to just be like, at this point, we need to run him more. So, Jamal Williams showed great pass blocking again, which is great, and that's why he's there. But Aaron Jones, man, he's too efficient. And he's going to have he has a good floor. Not a very high ceiling, but I think he's going to get you between 8 and 12 points this week and is a solid start for you.
Yeah, and in a shootout scenario with Montgomery gone, you got to imagine Aaron Jones is at least minimum going to get like 13 touches. And that's good for a guy who like can show the explosiveness. And, you know, if they're hot on a drive and Aaron Rodgers is like keeping it going, you might get lucky on like Aaron Jones staying in on like a goal line carry, because we have seen Jamal Williams steal those, but
yeah,
there's always the chance that he could punch it in. He's done that a couple weeks now. So it's really just the luck of the draw, and the upside is there. Shootout scoring potential. So Aaron Jones, you got to like it this week more than you have before, especially with Montgomery leaving, because you just lose that. As me and Wolf referred to, the 33.33 shit. So right. It's just you lose that completely. And you just have two very capable guys that you like and don't mind losing work to, because they help the offense move.
Agreed. I think Aaron Jones is a very low RB2, but that's worth the play this week.
Agreed. Nailed it, Don. And the Patriots, I don't think.
Shrek, I thought I helped there
a little bit. I think there was.
did I nail it too, or was that not good enough for you?
Should you weren't. Vinny, this is about Don. All right. I'm just trying to,
because I wanted to air.
Oh, wow. I'm glad I have more people on that.
I thought we were off the air, Shrek. I wanted to yell at you in private, but whatever.
It's okay.
Are we on the air?
Yeah, we're on the air.
I thought we were getting ready from the break.
Jesus Christ.
And we Patriots are off the rails.
Play all your Patriots, Tom Brady. We're waiting. Michelle, we expect to be back. Obviously, we'll wait and see officially on him, but assuming he's healthy, he is a go. We watched Todd Gurley do work against the Packers and expect to see Michelle be healthy, be able to do the same. Playing James White, Julian Edelman, Gronk, even Josh Gordon. I think Chris Hogan's the only guy I don't really want to play in that offense.
Yeah, Hogan's definitely on the outside. Gordon has been good, but God damn it. Alexander will be on him. So most likely going to have a down game. But, you know, Josh Gordon's a freak, even though he looks right now, like when I watch him, I'm like, this dude is lazy. But he's just out of shape, I feel like. Like he's not in game form yet, which is fucking scary because he's still been very good.
He's still very good.
Yeah, it's a tough matchup with Alexander on him. So Patriots do very good job of like moving people around. So
I think it's going to be Edelman's week. Tremont goes to safety. Jair Alexander is going to be on Josh Gordon. That's going to open a lot for Julian Edelman. This is the week that you play Julian Edelman and feel really good about it.
I think Gronk gets back on track as well. I think he has a good one because
no one can cover him. So
yeah, Clinton Dix is gone, man. So they're not even going to have some help over the top. Like it's going to be a nice Gronk week.
Yeah. It was a smart move to move Clinton Dix.
I agree, Don. At least what they get a four for him.
Yeah, they got that at least a four. Yeah,
that's really good. That's good. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. He wasn't a first round pick.
It's not a big deal.
We develop talent
and trade away for picks
for worse picks. Yeah,
it's good. It's a good method. You're right,
Don. And Deshaun Kizer, it's good.
All right, Don. Let's pick him and. I'm gonna take the Patriots.
No. Go, Pack, go. Rodgers is the GOAT. Beat him once. Gonna beat him again. Brady said it. You're in a New England offense, 7,000 yards a year. Rodgers is not gonna let that other 12 beat him.
I'm with Don. Packers, sweep it.
Sweep it.
Sweep it through. Monday Night Football. Tennessee Titans at the Dallas Cowboys. Cowboys favored by 5.
Everything. Honestly, other than the Jets-Dolphins game, this is the second game I was looking forward to all year.
Yeah, I've been craving this game.
This is
Give it. Me let's some Dallas-Tennessee, fam.
Let's do it. Let's start on the Cowboys side of the ball. Amari Cooper joins the Cowboys at the trade deadline. First round pick, Amari Cooper. So, I mean, for him, for me and Amari Cooper, it's a wait and see. We don't know what's going to happen with that offense at all. I am not going to play or roll out Amari Cooper this week at all.
What helps me if I'm a Cooper owner, which I am not anywhere, is that they had the bye. So they acquired him, got the bye.
True.
Which is, you know, better than we can say for most trades, like DTs in that situation where he's just
revenge game.
Right. Revenge game for DT, so he's going to be fine. But in this case, at least he had, like, the week to, you know, get acclimated to the system, learn the fucking plays. At least if you are playing him or you're forced into playing him, you can have a tiny bit of confidence that he'll at least be productive.
Fair enough.
It's your hope, man. I don't own any Amari Cooper either. I had him last year in one league, and it just was very frustrating. I don't know what to do with frustrating players, so I'm not a good manager. I would hope, though, and I think if I was a Amari Cooper owner too, I would actually play him as well. They don't have receiver help. They've had to go to, like, Cole Beasley. They sent a first-round pick. They're going to want to work Amari Cooper. They're going to want to get their money's worth for him. So I think they're going to give him a bunch of chances Monday night. So I would play him. I think okay. He's a low end. I would say he's a wide receiver three, a low end wide receiver two, maybe wide receiver two, maybe low end wide receiver one. I don't know, but I'm going to play him.
Well, we've gone all the way up and down that scale.
Jesus Christ.
He could be a QB1. I don't know.
I'll say it. Like, if you're looking at him filling the Dez role, around eight targets, touchdown upside, he could do a lot worse.
I would play him over Willie Snead.
Truer words have never been spoken, Don.
It all comes back to Willie Snead. If you own Zeke, you're obviously playing him. Is there anybody else on this team you guys have any interest in playing?
You guys playing Tavon, right?
Yeah, I've been playing Tavon smart. All year.
No, I'm not playing anybody else.
Flip side of the ball, Tennessee Titans. The running back situation sucks as always. Deion Lewis, Derrick Henry. Lewis out-touches Henry 19-14. And their pre-bye loss to the Chargers.
I'm okay with that.
Yeah, you
I think I'm okay with Deion Lewis, and he's their second highest target for receiving as well. I think I'm only okay with Deion Lewis. I don't even know what to do with Corey Davis at this point.
I'm sitting him.
Yeah.
Deion Lewis is like, when he was beating the shit out of the Chargers, I was like, yeah, all right. You could see how good he is and just how bad the Titans are at just, like, figuring out what their offense is. And it just bothered me. Because you'd like to play Deion Lewis weekly, like we thought you could after week one. And just
yep.
Fucking no. So, man, anything could happen. And then just to wait Monday night to watch Deion Lewis, like, be underutilized would just kill me. So if you have other options, clearly, if you worked into it with the bye week, I don't hate it. But Dallas is also tough, an underrated tough defense. So this game is stupid for that.
Yeah.
All right. I think that about sums up this game, right, guys?
Yeah.
Yeah, man, there's no one else.
Let's pick it. I'm going to take Dallas Cowboys.
Same. Sweep it. Sorry, Don, I jumped. There you go, Don. The last game of the week.
Just There's no reason for me to answer.
All right, guys.
It's been sweeped.
Again. We have three fantasy questions. One comes in from Instagram, Marcandre 3000. Which three half PPR, Kerryon Johnson, Aaron Jones, Jalen Richard, or Marvin Jones? I guess that's.
Hopefully, he didn't play Richard and just go Jones, Johnson, Jones.
That's yeah, I think it's. Done, yeah. Yeah, so I think that should be pretty clear regardless. Second question comes in from David something.
Quinones.
Yeah. Should I trade Breeze for Wentz straight up?
I mean, if you value quarterback that high at that point, or maybe you want to like work something else in there, just another straight up. But yeah, Wentz has been very good and is going to continue. Wentz is on a roll, so
yep.
Wentz will probably finish off the year better than Breeze at this point.
Yeah, totally fine with that trade.
Agreed.
Last question comes in from Kyle Pape 24 on Instagram. He says, Christian McCaffrey for Thomas and Coleman. Who wins that trade?
The Thomas and Coleman side, I think. Just because, like,
yeah,
running back kind of sucks. And, like, Coleman, Falcons don't have, like, the greatest schedule coming up, but Coleman's still a number one in their offense and has been getting it done without Freeman. He's averaging about 10 points regardless of matchup. So
yeah. Coleman is an RB2 every week, and yeah. And Michael Thomas is a
pretty
easily number one wide receiver. So
yep.
Overall,
two really good guys. We're gonna
talk about balance. There you go.
All right, Kyle. There is the win. Don loves the balance. I hope you guys have learned from preview part one and two that the stats are everything that drive Don here. And we absolutely love it. If the only other thing you should take away is you always sweep it through, and you don't even need to check in with everybody else on the team.
Don't ask Don what he wants.
Never
about Don.
Oh wow, we're really on this. Huh?
we're sweeping that.
Yeah, I'm gonna take a shot to that one.
Let's sweep that through, guys. But good luck this week. Get your roster set and. Let's go win some fantasy matchups. For Let's Talk Fantasy Football, I am Nick Schreck. We will catch you on the flip side.
This has been Let's Talk Fantasy Football. Thanks for listening.